breaking news, the ACLJ takes legal action with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners over Islamic extremist doctor.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Than Bennett's in Washington, D.C., following the news on this meeting at the White House again with congressional leaders trying to overcome the continued shutdown or partial shutdown. We'll get updates on that throughout the show today, but we really wanted to let you know is that the ACLJ is now taking action, official action, filing a complaint with the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners. That complaint will be filed just momentarily. We're going to have two of our attorneys. I told you that we've had attorneys working on this since this story about Laura Kalab, who was at the Cleveland Clinic doing her first year residency, when it came about that she sent out tweets like, "I will give Jews the wrong medicine, kill all the Jews, support for Hamas, support for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad." Went through those tweets yesterday. We'll go through more of that again today to remind people if you're new to this story. Cleveland Clinic fires her, so her license is not really active right now, but it hasn't been fully revoked. And that is what we're asking the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners to do, the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners. I'll read from our letter that they will be receiving. The purpose of this letter is to officially ask the board to revoke her medical license permanently so that no other clinic may inadvertently hire her and no other patients may be put at risk. We also reserve the right to take legal action if necessary, because there's a whole host of ethics and codes of ethics. We've actually pointed out 6 violations of the American Medical Association's Code of Medical Ethics violated by Laura Kalab, 6 violations there, as well as 2 other specific ethics provisions relating to the prescribing and dispensing of drugs and professionalism in the use of social media, which is actually part now of the American Medical Association's board. I want to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You can take action on this now as well at aclj.org. We've got a blog, we've got a petition up at aclj.org on this very matter. I know my dad is working on an op-ed for Fox News. We've got a lot of information that will be posted. We'll post our letter that we send to the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners as well later today. But you can actually take action on this at aclj.org. Let me go to Harry. Harry, yesterday we talked about that this is not just something we were reporting on, but that as we were talking to people about it and kind of giving them the information, we had a team of attorneys working on what is the first step we should take, what is the next step we should take. And they have done that, and we are preparing, and we'll have one of those attorneys on in the next segment to kind of walk through what is being done now.
Well, this is an important step by the ACLJ. We have listed numerous violations which Dr. Kalab has committed, which justify the revocation of her medical license. Yes, she's been fired, but we want to ensure that she is no longer allowed to practice medicine in the United States. Her initial license allowed her to practice as a trainee or resident, but we want to make sure that the entire American public is protected from Dr. Laura Kalab and her willingness to support extremists, even terrorist causes in the Middle East, and who then mistreat American patients, particularly Jewish Americans.
Yes, I mean, that's her focus is against Jews, Zionists, Israel. But here in the U.S., she was planning to take it out on Jewish patients, prescribing even the wrong medication that purposely give the wrong meds to Jews, is what she wrote in tweets as she was preparing to go to medical school. And then she went to medical school. These are the kind of people that need to have their licenses revoked. We're taking action at aclj.org. You can take action as well, signing a petition to the Ohio Medical Board of Examiners, calling on them not just to review this matter, but to revoke Laura Kalab's license so she does not continue her medical career. Go to aclj.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
An Islamic extremist doctor fired over her social media commentary, including kill all the Jews, destroy all the Jewish homes, and prescribe, give the Jewish patients the wrong meds. This doctor has been fired from the Cleveland Clinic, who has said no harm was done. They've done a review there. Her license was she was in a residency program. So currently without another facility, she's not able to practice. But we want, and we are asking, the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners not just to review the matter, but to revoke her license entirely so that she is never able to practice medicine in the state of Ohio, where she took her exams to become a doctor. We have joining us right now Special Counsel for International Affairs, Mark Goldfeder. Mark, we have been saying on this broadcast since yesterday that since for the last couple of days, we've had a team of attorneys working while we're on the air and discussing this on the best approach to tackle this matter from the ACLJ so that we're not just talking about the matter, but that we're actually getting involved in this matter. And we have done so as of today. Tell people what action the ACLJ has taken, Mark.
That's right. We've actually filed a formal complaint against Dr. Kolob. Now, it's true that she has a temporary license, which is currently inactive in the sense that she's not allowed to practice medicine because she was only sponsored by the Cleveland Clinic. But we want the Ohio board to permanently revoke her license so that no other clinic might inadvertently hire her and put other patients at risk. You know, the matter giving rise to this complaint involves, as you've discussed multiple times, blatant and open anti-Semitism, which has absolutely no place in society, but certainly can't be allowed to fester in a professional medical setting. You know, you look at the FBI statistics in the last several years, and you realize that anti-Semitic threats quickly turn into kind of violent actions that could actually jeopardize the safety and security of innocent people. So any threats of violence or suspicious activity need to be, you know, investigated. We've gone beyond suspicion here. These are actual written statements where she's committed to giving all Jews the wrong medications. Simply can't be tolerated.
Yeah, calling for all Jews to be killed. I mean, talking about support for Hamas and the Hamas charter, which says to kill all the Jews wherever you find them, and we went through that yesterday on the broadcast. Calling out support for specific terrorists, one from the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the group that fires the rockets and also organized suicide bombers to target Israeli civilians. This is someone, though, who interchangeably would use Zionist Israelis, but also targeting the Jews right here in America. So not trying to make some difference between Israel, really, and the Jewish people in the United States of America. We have a caller calling in, Mark, and I want you to, I think you could help answer this as well, because the ACLJ is taking the action. I think it's important for you to know. We've taken that action, that first step, by filing the formal complaint. And we end the complaint by reserving the right to take legal action if necessary. We don't want to have to do that. We hope the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners does the right thing, revoking Alar Kalab's license to practice medicine in the state of Ohio. But we do reserve the right to take legal action, and there are ways to do that. Let me go to Robert in Maryland on line one. Robert, you are on the air.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Jordan? I wanted to ask the question in light of the revelations about this particular doctor in the Cleveland, Ohio, this Muslim doctor that was prescribing wrong medications to Jews out of blatant anti-Semitism to want to kill Jews in support for Hamas. Is this an example of, for example, supporting Hamas, which stands for the Islamic Resistance Movement, and kill Jews wherever you find them as one of their creeds, of aiding and abetting the enemy, since I believe Hamas is probably a registered foreign terrorist organization?
Yeah, well, I think that what it does do, Robert, is it puts her in hot water over at least the ethics code. Whether or not she's violated the laws about aiding and abetting terrorists in the United States doesn't have to go that far. We've got Mark Goldfeder, who prepared the letter we have delivered. This is, again, been sent to the formal complaint that we have filed with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners this morning. And, Mark, you identified just out of the provisions of the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics, just like we have as attorneys, and their Code of Ethics, six provisions she violated right off the top just by sending out these kind of messages.
Yeah, there are nine foundational principles that the American Medical Association bases its Code of Ethics on, and she violated six of the nine foundational, which is an unbelievable thing before you even get to the text of the code itself. And she also violated multiple provisions of the American Osteopathic Association's Code of Ethics, among other codes of ethics. And so, again, you know, working with Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, our team of attorneys identified a variety of ethical violations that make it abundantly clear that she is simply unfit to practice medicine. And no licensing board obviously wants to be in the position to have to take back a license once given. But again, there can be no hesitation when it involves protecting innocent lives. Now, one thing that's important to address here is that the American Center for Law and Justice is an organization that is dedicated to protecting and defending constitutional liberties, including freedom of speech. But this is not freedom of speech. No. When you are when you are out there threatening violence against innocent people based on their race, their religion, their creed, it is unbelievably offensive and dangerous, and the Constitution does not allow for that kind of quote-unquote speech. And so
And that threat, Mark, I mean, using a specific license, like to practice medicine, as a way to carry out that violence that she is talking about, that you know, not all of us can just say we're going to give people the wrong medication. You have to go through and be specifically licensed to prescribe that medication. She was going through that process. She had finished all the schooling, all the testing. She was in the residency program. So she was in the steps to actually be able to carry out the violence that she tweeted about.
That's right. She was put in a position of trust, and no patient should ever have to seek medical help in a facility employing a doctor who has the kind of hatred in her heart that's necessary to actually commit that kind of violence on another person.
Another question for you, Mark, because I know you've been working with other groups. I've seen the Simon Wiesenthal Center come out. The Zionist Organization of America's issued statements. But Chris has asked this. He's calling from Massachusetts online, too. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, thank you. My question is, well, first, this is the worst example of racism I've seen in modern day. It's just awful. And the hypocrisy of the liberal news that's become mainstream, it's incredible how it's not even covered. But my question is this, is why is it we're not hearing that this woman's not, she's not been arrested. I get evidence and all that stuff. Maybe they're investigating, but how come this woman is not been arrested and we're not hearing anything about it?
Well, I think, one, arrested is a different level of step, again, because There's no indication yet that she took action on the threat she made. The best course of action is to go through the what is most rational, and that here, Mark, is to go to the Board of Medical Examiners who have the power. She's already been fired from her job, so Cleveland Clinic already did the right thing. The school is horrified. The medical school where she attended, Toro, which is a historically Jewish school, is horrified and again is looking at their own policies, but still wants to be a diverse institution. I think most Muslim doctors would be horrified at this situation as well. But the best course of action is with the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners. They've got the power, really, Mark, to determine whether or not her career continues in medicine or not.
That's right. And I should point out that the Zionist Organization of America actually signed on to our complaint as well, and that we're working with our partner organizations to make sure that we present a unified front. Again, it's important here to realize that there needs to be a balanced approach, in the sense that we don't have evidence yet that she had actually acted upon her threats. If such evidence does come to light, there are obviously a lot more important legal ramifications. But for right now, what we do know is that she openly made these threats and is therefore completely unfit to practice medicine.
And again, that is a bit of news here. We filed, just to let everybody know, we've taken formal action. We've got other groups that have signed on. Zionist Organization of America has signed on. And Mark, just make sure to update us as we continue to follow this and continue to work on this matter, as the response from Ohio is going to be very important. And that response, we believe, could come very quickly, right, Mark?
Absolutely. And we let them know that as a law firm, we're reserving the right to take any further legal actions that we deem necessary. But as concerned citizens, we hope that no further action should be necessary and that there'll be a swift answer to our request.
Mark Goldfeder, Special Counsel for International Affairs with the ACLJ, who's been working on this throughout the last 2 days and throughout the night and early morning to get this prepared. Thank you for joining us on the air, Mark, and updating folks to let them know that the ACLJ, along with partners now signing on with our letter, taking actual action to get this doctor's license revoked permanently. So, Mark, appreciate you being on the broadcast today. We come back, we continue to take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I do want to point out, CBS News really brought this story to light. It was CBS who covered this nationally and has kind of restarted the conversation about this specific, what was going on with this specific doctor and their relationship with the Cleveland Clinic. So I did want to point that out. Go to ACLJ.org, sign the petition, fight with us.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
had in my hands. We have filed a formal legal complaint with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners involving Dr. Laura Kolob, calling on, as it says in the second page of our letter, that the purpose of this letter is to officially ask the board to revoke her medical license permanently so that no other clinic might inadvertently hire her and no other patients might be put at risk. And we also reserve the right in the final page of the letter to the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners to take legal action if necessary as a legal organization, as a law firm with the American Center for Law and Justice. Jeff Balaban, Senior Counsel for International and Government Affairs, is joining us now. We just had Mark Goldfeder on. Jeff, Mark walked us through the letter that we just filed, the legal complaint, not just a letter, the formal complaint we just filed with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners. We've got other groups that have signed on to the letter as well, the Zionist Organization of America. I wanted to talk to you too broadly, just so that as people are joining us on the show, how outrageous the statements made by this doctor were, and how quickly this is moving. It's why the ACLJ wanted to take action very quickly, because it appears that with the pressure on the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners, that action could be taken at any moment on a revocation or suspension, and we believe it should go as so far as a full revocation. But Jeff, thanks for joining us and being on the air.
Glad to be here, Jordan.
So let me ask you first, you see these statements like, I'm going to give Jews the wrong meds, all Jews should be killed, support for Hamas, support for Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Interestingly, also support for the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement that I know you've done a lot of work on with us at the ACLJ to combat that movement, which is supposed to be, oh, it's a boycott movement, not tied to violence and terrorism. And yet the people that are tied to it so oftenly publicly are also tied to these kind of violent statements. But just your reaction alone to someone who was in the medical field in her first year of residency, fired by the Cleveland Clinic, thankfully, they did the right thing, making threats like this against a specific group of people, in this case, Jewish people.
Well, it's breathtaking. It's honestly one of the most harrowing things I've ever seen. It's almost impossible to imagine this is happening. And here's the thing that's really frightening me about this, Jordan, which is, you know, she's an individual, and this has come to light, but she didn't create herself. There's a culture here that's growing, and not just in other places in the world, in our own country. I mean, one of the schools she went to is a Jewish school. She went to a Jewish university. Right?
Yeah.
And was trained there. And of course, they were astounded and they said the right thing. But it's someone who interacts daily with Jewish people and yet is harboring these fierce desires to kill us. I mean, and wants to become a doctor to kill us. And the fact that people can talk about this today, it's so deep and it's so widespread. And by the way, Jordan, I mean, we're talking about this terrible case. And I'm so thrilled to be working with ACLJ, taking the lead on making sure that she's never practicing medicine. It would be crazy for her to practice medicine, truly crazy at this point. But, I mean, what's going on in Congress now? Where yesterday it turned out that one of the new congresswomen, Rashida Tlaib, on her office on a wall map of the world, where it's supposed to be Israel, there's a poster that says Palestine.
Yeah.
At a time that there are people talking about eradicating the state of Israel, now we have a congresswoman who's putting it up that. We have Ilhan Omar, who's saying that the Jews have Israel has hypnotized the world. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it at all levels of our society. I believe, Jeff, a lot of this did come from what's happened on our college campuses, not really at places like Toro where she attended, but at other college campuses where this boycott, divestment, sanctions movement that she is a part of, this doctor, proudly, she put that up in her social media as well, that a lot of it started there, this idea that you can be for destroying a nation state and try and make some distinction that it's okay to be for destroying the state of Israel and you're not really anti-Semitic. Now, I think a story like hers blows the cover right off that, is that it's a hatred for Jews that simmers and that Israel is just a one kind of example that is used. And the same goes for the entire BDS movement too, is the ties to terror, the ties to extremists are clear. They're right in front of us.
100%, Jordan. I mean, it's about connecting those dots, which is to say, oh no, we're not anti-Semitic. We're just giving legitimate criticism of the state of Israel. Somehow It really isn't that. Somehow it's only the state of Israel that is singling out for illegitimate criticism. And somehow that bleeds over into saying hateful things about Jews everywhere around the world. And somehow that links to justifying violence. And so these things are all directly connected. And by the way, it's always been the case. I mean, you know, genocide against the Jews always starts with this kind of justification. There's always a reason for it. Oh, it's a political reason. Oh, it's a scientific reason, right? And this is this, but this example, and by the way, great work by Canary Mission in outing this. I mean, really great work by them in outing this, because this has been out there for years, and they put it all together, and they put it out there, and it paints a picture. I mean, you went through some of it. That's just horrific. It's every possible anti-Semitic trope this woman owns, and she was about to start practicing medicine. We have got to stop this.
Yeah, I mean, she was there at the Cleveland Clinic for three, four months practicing medicine. I mean, she was under her first year residency, so she was under a lot of restrictions and a review process. But Jeff, we believe by taking the formal action we've taken, and we reserve the right to take legal action here, but and we've got a petition now up so people can take action on their own too at ACLJ.org, that the ultimate decision should be made. And we don't do this lightly as attorneys who are licensed and as those who support free speech and their constitutional rights. But we believe in this matter that this doctor's license should not be merely suspended by Ohio, but completely revoked by the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners. And that's what our letter asked the board to do. And we expect that there could be action taken very quickly, right, Jeff?
Yeah, we are legitimately concerned. I mean, you would think, rational people would think it's a no-brainer, right? How can anybody responsible allow this person to treat patients when she's already said that she wants to give Jews bad medicine, that she talks about violence against Jews as a positive. So obviously, she can't ever practice medicine, and the fact that they're even considering it, yes, this is dire. It's very important that ACLJ jumped on this immediately, because we are concerned this decision is going to be made imminently, and we're very concerned that they may not take the right decision if this isn't, you know, if attention isn't brought, and if they don't understand that we're not going to let this go, that we're watching, that there are legal remedies against us if need be, and that they need to understand the liability they would take if they would give this kind of thing a pass.
Yes. Well, hey, Jeff Balaban, who is a senior counsel for international and government affairs with the ACLJ. Jeff, thank you for joining us live on the air. Keep us updated. We are awaiting the response now from the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners. If we have put them on notice with our, again, the letter that we have filed, which is it's a formal complaint filed with the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners. So, Jeff, thanks for being with us. Folks, I want to encourage you to take action at ACLJ.org. We've got a brand new petition up. If you go to ACLJ.org right now, you'll see the petition to stand with us on this matter so you can take action as well. We had to get that formal complaint filed immediately. We want you signed on to this as well, to ACLJ.org. We come back, we've got our team in the studio as well to discuss this matter. We're going to also be taking, I know people have been holding on with phone calls. I wanted to get two of our team members, our lawyers, who have been really kind of taking the lead on this matter the last 48 to 72 hours on the broadcast to update you on the action that we have taken. Because as we said on yesterday's broadcast, we are not just a news outlet. You know, we take action, and we have done so in this matter, and we'll continue to update you. Go to ACLJ.org, second half hour coming up, taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And let me encourage you, the first petition of the year, let me encourage you to sign on to this petition in support of the ACLJ's position in this matter, ACLJ.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for joining us in this second half hour. Let me get you updated. We have filed, holding in my hands right now, we have filed a formal legal complaint with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners I'll read it for you. We are writing to file a formal complaint against Dr. Laura Kalab, a physician who currently has an active license with the Medical Board of Ohio that is set to be effective through June 20th, 2021. The license type is a training certificate, DO, with license number, and then the license number is there. We talk about the tweets, her social media commentary, and we say that the purpose of this letter is to officially ask the board to revoke her medical license permanently so that no other clinic might inadvertently hire her and no other patients might be put at risk. We also reserve the right to take legal action. We have identified 6 out of the 9 founding principles of the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics she has violated just by these commentaries. 6 of the 9 founding principles. That's before you actually get into their Code of Ethics. And then 2 of their Code of Ethics provisions, one involving dispensing drugs. Remember, the most famous tweet here, infamous tweet, is saying, "I'll give Jews the wrong medications." And by the way, when she said Jews, she used a derogatory term. She didn't even say Jews. There's also a ethics code for the American Medical Association on professionalism in the use of social media. But let me make it clear, the ACLJ is asking for her license to be revoked permanently by the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Let me go to our team in the studio with me. Wes Smith is joining us too. I know, Wes, you've wanted to comment on this. This is a matter, again, she's licensed. It still is out there that she has this license. And we're concerned that though the Cleveland Clinic did the right thing, her school has done the right thing, that the Ohio State Board of Examiners may not want to take the further step, which is a complete revocation.
Right, which is exactly what they need to do. She managed to violate not only the spirit and the ethics of the American Medical Association and the American Osteopathic Association, she violated human decency. This young doctor is espousing terrorism. I mean, literally espousing terrorism as a doctor, and violent views, as we know, often lead to violent actions. She offered support in her tweets for terrorist organizations, which actually, as we speak, are killing people, while she's threatening and calling for the killing of Jews. As I read through these stories, you know, it shocks the conscience. I think about all of my doctor friends who serve in the armed forces of the United States, and I've served with them, and I know many of them. And the countless times in Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq, they have brought in terrorists who have moments before killed U.S. soldiers. And those doctors will work on that terrorist to save the terrorist's life. That's what doctors do.
Right.
That's what they're supposed to do.
They're not the judge and jury.
Yeah, and she violates not only the code of ethics of these professional organizations, she's violating the standards of human decency and of the spirit in which all doctors are supposed to operate, and thankfully the spirit in which most doctors do operate.
I want to go to a phone call very quickly. I know we're running out of time this, but Ellen in California, who is a doctor. Ellen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment. My husband and I are both physicians, and when we heard the story, we were just deeply disturbed by it. And, you know, as a physician, we have our religious and political views,
sure.
But as soon as somebody walks in that door who needs your help to help sustain their life, all of that goes out the door, and you treat that person as a living individual, and the life itself is so much more important than all these other issues, and you do not allow your feelings to dictate or influence the way that you would treat them.
Yeah, well, sounds like you and your husband are good doctors, and that's the right way. I appreciate that phone call. I'd love to hear from medical professionals today on the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110, because that is the way that this should be handled by all doctors. You don't treat patients differently based off their race, their nationality, their religion, or because of your own political views. And yet this doctor was threatening to do just that. She was just starting to get enough power really to even carry that out. We'll take your phone calls when we come back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So let me encourage you first to take action on this matter with us as we file the formal legal complaint with the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners, and we'll get that up online at aclj.org very soon for you. We've got a petition up there as well, so you can take action. First petition of the new year. And stand with us. The Zionist Organization of America has also signed on with our formal legal complaint. And we've reserved the right to take legal action with the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners if necessary. We hope that is not the case in this matter. We hope that they do the right thing. What we have asked them to do is revoke permanently the license for Dr. Kolob, who has called for this violence against Jews, death, may Allah take the lives of the Jews so we may be stopped being forced to go to the unclean ones, calls Jews dogs, says to destroy the homes of the Jews because they live so long. I mean, literally that again, sometimes quoting Arabic, sometimes using English. Allah will kill the Jews. She talks about the Hamas charter, support for Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and in direct relation to her position as a doctor, says, I'll purposely give all the, and she uses a derogatory term, I'll purposely give all the Jews the wrong meds. So we've called for her license to be permanently revoked in a formal, complaint that we have filed this morning. You can join with us in the petition at aclj.org. I really encourage you to get involved in this matter. As we said, and those of you who listen to the broadcast, we are not just a news outlet for you through on Jay Sekulow Live. We take action at the ACLJ and through the American Center for Law and Justice and the legal work that we do, as well as the government affairs work that we do. I want to go to a report in Washington, D.C. I don't want to ignore completely the new Congress and the meetings going on at the White House right now on border security yet again in the Situation Room. Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. Than, can you just update us on what is happening right now in Washington with the shutdown, with the new Congress? Some wild rhetoric coming at us from new members of Congress as well that was referenced earlier. Some of the more senior members of Congress, even Democrats, trying to tamper that rhetoric down. But it just seems like that Democrats are going to have their own job of kind of wrangling this new group.
So far, to be honest with you, Jordan, the work of the new incoming majority in the House of Representatives might be worthy of being ignored. I mean, most of the attention has been on the articles of impeachment that were drafted by Brad Sherman, and then this expletive-laced, tirade by the by Rashida Tlaib against the president. And this is things that just aren't productive at this point, Jordan. But the substantive work that have been done, the two bills that were passed out of the House of Representatives yesterday, one proposed to open all of the agencies of the federal government except for the Department of Homeland Security. But, Jordan, it really served as a vehicle to put in two abortion-related priorities that we talked about yesterday. So that was clearly a non-starter for those agencies. The second one was to open up for 5 weeks to the Department of Homeland Security, but without a single dime for new construction of the wall, which is obviously also a non-starter. Both the president and the vice president said, look, we're willing to negotiate. We are willing to meet somewhere in the middle, but you have to come to the table seriously. Jordan, neither of those bills that passed out of the House of Representatives was a serious effort at all. And again, the president has invited those congressional leaders down to the White House. They are again in the Situation Room. Hopefully today they will actually take a look at that classified presentation that Secretary Nielsen has to present to them. Jordan, when they were down there yesterday, they did not take in the whole presentation. They interrupted. They were not interested in seeing it. The president, to his credit, is trying again. We'll see if he makes progress.
Dan, it's a Friday again, so we're heading to another weekend. Is it likely that the shutdown continues throughout this weekend?
Yeah, it's virtually certain at this point. In fact, Jordan, the Senate gaveled in just for a few moments. It did not take up the bills that were passed in the House, as Mitch McConnell had said they would not do. Their next scheduled session day is actually next Tuesday. Now, if the president were to come to with a deal with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer today, of course they could come back in, probably on 24 hours notice, and take that vote. But Jordan, at this point, I don't have any expectation that there will be votes in the United States Senate or any proposed deal until at least Tuesday. And quite frankly, Jordan, just being honest with our listeners, probably beyond.
We also saw a big, again, we're going to get back to our main topic, but we saw a big jobs report, December jobs report, over 300,000 jobs. Stock market's kind of on fire right now because of that, Dan. It does show kind of this lack of, you know, not that the stock market and the economy loves the partial government shutdown, but how a partial government shutdown is not taking down our economy by any means.
Yeah. Well, when the private sector is booming, when the jobs reports are as they are, that has a way bigger impact than the economic engine of the federal government. And again, Jordan, this is probably an appropriate place to remind people, 75% of the government is fully funded, including, I would argue, the most important elements, the ones dealing with the Pentagon and the Department of Defense. And even the 25% of agencies that are shut down, the essential elements of those continue. There is some pain with those federal employees who are furloughed. They will get their back pay. But the pain, honestly, Jordan, it's pretty narrow in scope, and I would be willing to wager, if you leave the Beltway and ask an average American family if they have felt the impact of this partial shutdown of part of the government, I bet you about 95% of those families would say they haven't even noticed.
All right, Than, thank you for that update. And back to our main topic as well, as we're following what's happened in Washington as well. And that's why Than has been joining us throughout these broadcasts to keep you updated on those matters as well. We're a big organization. We're doing a lot of work at the same time, focusing in on radio with this matter with Dr. Kolob and the legal complaint we have filed, the formal complaint we have filed with the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners this morning, calling for her license to be revoked permanently to be able to practice medicine in the state of Ohio. I want to go right to the phones. Ann is calling in from San Diego, California, on line 5. Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So about that doctor, when I called in, you know, I served in Iraq and as a physician assistant doing detainee ops. And you know what? We treated those people great.
Yeah.
There was, and that was a difficult mission.
Yeah, I'm
a
sure
very
it was.
Difficult mission, because some of those guys were hateful and nasty. But you know what? We didn't play God out there. The professionals, the physicians that were there, we practiced great medicine.
Wes, this is exactly what you said. You know what happens on the battlefield is that, and Anne's as a physician assistant specifically assigned to detainees,
right?
I mean, there are doctors, you know, at Guantanamo Bay specifically assigned to those detainees in Guantanamo Bay, some of the worst of the worst terrorists in the world.
Yeah, countless examples of military doctors, Army, Air Force, Navy doctors, working hard to save the life of a terrorist, because to them it is a patient, and there is this standard of care, And there is this the ethical environment in which medical professionals are supposed to operate, which is why this doctor in Ohio didn't just violate some rules of the American Medical Association. She violated something that is sacred, and it's a shock to the human conscience. This is simply not how doctors operate, and doctors and physician assistants like Ann are rightfully incensed, indignant about this, which is why she should never be licensed to practice medicine.
If you want to talk to us on the air, we've got our final segments coming up in just a couple of minutes. If you're holding to join us on the air, we will get to your phone calls. We do have a few lines open because we took some calls these last two segments. If you want to be on the air, give us a call. This is the time to call in, 1-800-684-3110. And specifically, I would love to hear from medical professionals. We heard from doctors today, physicians assistants today. We heard a lot from nurses yesterday. But again, on this matter specifically, do you agree with us that Dr. Kolob's license should be revoked permanently so that she's never able to practice medicine in the state of Ohio after saying to kill all the Jews, after saying that she will use her position as a doctor to prescribe the wrong medicine, to give the wrong medicine to Jews? I want to hear directly from medical professionals, whether you are in the nursing field, the physician's assistant world, as a doctor. Do you agree with us that her license should be revoked permanently? Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. We will get to those phone calls in the second half hour of the broadcast. Let me go to Harry Hutchinson as well. Harry, the idea here, as what is coming out of my mouth is sometimes shocking, that she would, you know, prescribe the wrong medicine to a group of people because of her political beliefs. This is someone who was prepared to take Islamic extremism and use a medical license to carry out her own attacks.
Absolutely. And so no patient should ever have to seek medical care in a facility that employs a doctor that is prepared to misuse medicine to poison the patient. That's number one. Number two, we should take seriously Dr. Kolob's willingness to propagate threats which lead ultimately, in many cases, to violence. According to an FBI report, Jews are disproportionately targeted for violence, and that is because of anti-Semitic attacks like those of Dr. Kolob.
Folks, we've got action that we have taken, so we filed a formal complaint with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners, calling on the board to permanently revoke her license to practice medicine and reserving the right to take legal action if necessary if they don't do the right thing. Then we're always concerned that these boards will try to come somewhere in the middle and not go. And it's a big process to revoke someone's license. It's a big deal, but it is done in the medical field fairly regularly, actually, not because of this kind of a matter, though. Go to ACLJ.org, get involved on your own, sign the petition. You can take action, too, at ACLJ.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
All right, so we have taken action with Dr. Kolob, filed a formal complaint with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners, and glad to announce that the Zionist Organization of America has also signed on to our letter calling for Dr. Kolob's license to be permanently revoked. We will keep you updated on a response from the Ohio Board of Medical Examiners. That was submitted electronically. We'll file, so that's how they take their formal complaint. So, I mean, they immediately receive that from the ACLJ, and we expect that they could take action on this very quickly. So even though it's a Friday, we wanted to launch, make sure that that complaint was filed today, this morning. We've also got a petition up that you could sign at aclj.org. I feel like we've gone through the matter, and I don't love reading out her tweets, to be honest with you, over and over again, but I want to take phone calls. That's what we do in our final segment of the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. Karen is calling in from New York on line three. Karen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. What a way to start a new year, huh?
Yeah, always a battle. There's battles in Washington, and we've got our battles here. This one in Ohio.
Amen. But, you know, my fear is that it may stretch further than Ohio, and I'll tell you why. Somebody with these credentials, what really needs to be done is that she needs to be revoked in any form of medicine. For example, she could easily go and maybe get a nurse's license. She should not be allowed to do anything in medicine. She should not become an NP. She should not become a physician assistant. She should not even become a certified nurse's aide. She should have no access to anything medical. At all.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree. And you come from the medical field, Karen?
I am absolutely a registered nurse and served United States Army Nurse Corps Reserve Component.
Oh, and thank you for your service to our country. I think you point out something important. The focus here is that, and why we call for her permanent revocation, Harry, is because you could imagine a situation like in many hospitals across the country where, yeah, a prominent place like the Cleveland Clinic fires someone like Dr. Kolob, but a rural hospital who's got some trouble, maybe can't offer the same kind of economic packages, may pick someone up like this, even if she got a suspension, may pick someone up like this in the state of Ohio.
Absolutely. So you raise a very good point. There are many underserved communities in the United States, both rural and urban.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that she could pop up on the medical radar in some other capacity, as the caller rightly indicates. And so we need to make sure that we vigilantly pursue this particular individual to make sure that she is no longer not only allowed to practice medicine as a physician, but that she has no a medical contact with patients anywhere in the United States. I think it would be very unacceptable for her to have anything to do with medicine or to work, for instance, as a pharmacist going forward.
You know, it's interesting, Wes. It appears that she's kind of become a bit of a ghost figure mm-hmm. since being fired, whether that's because maybe she has attorneys that are representing her before the medical board. That could be the case. Have told her just to stop talking, but no apology.
No,
she's not issued any kind of statement saying, you know, I made these statements as a student. I was stupid. I was radical. It was not, doesn't represent who I am. Nothing like that from the doctor. At this point, I wouldn't take it as very honest and sincere, because it would be only after she would be really facing significant issues, but we haven't seen anything like that.
No, absolutely not. She has ghosted for the time being. She probably does have legal representation. She's invested a lot of time and money into becoming a doctor. She's probably going to fight for her career. Yet one of her tweets was hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
So any apology that she came forward with would be a suspect. Here's the sad thing, though, Jordan.
That was a paper on the Holocaust that she was writing.
Yes.
That she said, I'm not going to be very soft on this. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Exactly, which is indicative of her attitude towards, you know, Jews in general and to her positions on them. The sad commentary about this, though, Jordan, is that in some ways, our society gives tacit permission for viewpoints like hers. What she said on Twitter is common parlance in the United Nations in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you look at that, you look at large portions of academia, which are openly anti-Semitic. She probably thought in her circle of friends and in the world in which she operated that what she was saying was not controversial. And that makes it even more scary.
Yeah. I mean, I think, though, where she crossed the biggest line is not even the support for Hamas or the BDS movements, but was saying, I will use my medical license and give people of a certain group, Jews in this case, the wrong meds, to quote her directly. And that is where she crossed a serious ethical line, not just of supporting these terrorist groups and others, but where she was going to take an active job in carrying out in her own kind of terrorist action, in a sense, because of the license that she had and the special ability she had, unique access to people that she had. Let me go to Carol in Colorado on line one. Carol, welcome to JSecu Live. You're on the air.
Hi there. I think the thing that I'm hearing is probably a lot down the lines of what I was going to say, and that is I recognize that these tweets were made a few years ago, but she doesn't seem to recognize that there's any repercussions for what you write something, and it's like, oh, well.
Yeah, and she continued to write this, Carol. I mean, and what's interesting is the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics, Carol, specifically says physicians should routinely monitor their own internet presence to ensure that the personal and professional information on their own sites and to the extent possible content posted about them by others is accurate and appropriate. And then it goes on. They must recognize that actions online and content posted may negatively affect their reputation among patients and colleagues, may have consequences for their medical careers, particularly for physicians in training and medical students, and can undermine public trust in the medical profession. She was a physician in training, specifically. That is, and so right there, the American Medical Association recognizes that these physicians are training young people, that they are really should be monitoring what they're saying because it can impact whether or not they have a career in medicine.
Absolutely, and it can adversely impact the entire medical profession. So that's why it's really essential that the Ohio Medical Licensing Board take immediate and unconditional action, and it's also very important why we should continue to monitor Dr. Kolob to make sure she's unable to practice medicine going forward. I think it also speaks to another thing, that she had an intense dislike for Jews and for the state of Israel because she was unprepared to abide by medical ethics, which are clear and unmistakable. And so I think that is another reason why we need eternal vigilance with respect to this particular individual, but we also should send make an example of Dr. Kolob going forward with respect to other physicians or potential physicians who might like to practice, but who harbor intense hatred against Jews.
Folks, you can take action. We have filed the formal complaint with the Ohio State Board of Medical Examiners. We'll post that letter up soon at aclj.org. You can take action as well. Our first petition of the year at aclj.org. My dad's got an op-ed that'll be going up on foxnews.com soon, too. We'll get that out on social media, sharing this broadcast with your friends and family. But I encourage you, sign that first petition of the year. Stand with us in this position to revoke this license. aclj.org.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.